You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, how about saying hello to Stacy from Waltham?
Hello, Stacy.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five trivia questions. Stacy, get more right than Kennedy, and we are going to give you $100. It's Sal's money, too. It feels really good to give it away.
Yeah, we don't care. We hope everybody gets $100.
Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. And just a reminder to you, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Nobody tell Ryan Reynolds, but a Green Lantern TV series is coming to HBO. Reynolds' Green Lantern movie may have flopped, but he's rebounded pretty well by playing which Marvel anti-hero?
Don't watch Marvel movies. I'm just going to say Captain America.
Question number two. Whitney Houston was voted the number one female singer people wish they could sound like. She's followed by Celine Dion at number two. And this singer, with songs like We Belong Together in Fantasy at number three, what is her name?
I don't even have a guess for that one, sorry.
Question number three, Nick Offerman, celebrating his 54th today. He played the director of the Parks and Rec department on Parks and Rec. What was his character's name?
Ron?
Do I need the last name, Dan?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, shoot. My brain stuck on Ron Burgundy, but I know it's not that. Ron... my brain can't get off of Burgundy.
Question number four. Lil Nas X says his upcoming single is the best song of all time. Name this Lil Nas X song that features Jack Harlow.
And this one is for the champion. And he lost since I began. Funny how you said it was the yeah. You know we did it again. I told you long ago on the road.
Name the song.
Long ago.
Question number five. Ryan Gosling is doing a zombie comedy called I Used to Eat Brains, Now I Eat Kale. In one of Gosling's most popular movies, he plays a skilled Hollywood stuntman who moonlights as a getaway driver for criminals. What's the name of the movie?
21 Jump Street.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Feel like we've experienced something new on the show this morning. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
I have Stacy getting one half a point out of five.
Hey. Oh, you want to give it to her?
Yeah, I'm giving her half a point.
All right, she needs it. We'll give it to her.
Yeah, I don't know what we call that around
Hopefully
here.
I do better at work than I do at trivia.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a speech therapist.
Yes, I agree with you. I hope you're better at that.
If not, everybody's going to be mumbling because you're tough at trivia.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Nobody tell Ryan Reynolds, but a Green Lantern TV series is coming to HBO. Reynolds' Green Lantern movie may have flopped, but he rebounded pretty well by playing which Marvel anti-hero?
Deadpool,
yes, that is correct. 1-0. Whitney Houston was voted as the number one female singer people wish they could sound like. She's followed by Celine Dion at number two, and this singer with songs like We Belong Together and Fantasy at number three.
Mariah Carey,
yes. 2-1, question number three. Nick Offerman, turning 54 today, played the director of the Parks Department on Parks and Rec. What's his name?
Ron Swanson.
Yes. 3-1.5. Or what 3-1/2. She said Ron. Question number four. Lil Nas X says his upcoming single is the best song of all time.
Okay.
Name this Lil Nas X and Jack Harlow song.
And this one is for the champion.
Kurt.
Did it again.
What? What?
I told you long ago on the road. I got what they waiting for.
Industry baby.
It is industry baby. 4-1/2. Question number 5. Ryan Gosling is doing a zombie comedy called I Used to Eat Brains, Now I Eat Kale. In one of Gosling's most popular movies, he plays a skilled Hollywood stuntman who moonlights as a getaway driver for criminals. What's the name of the movie?
I don't know.
Drive.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Drive, yep. Do you see they're filming one of the zombie TV shows? Out in, I think it's in Worcester,
yes,
right?
Yes, dear. We've did it many times on the Dirty when they were filming. Yes, yes, yes.
No, I mean they're back right now.
Huh? Yeah, it happens from time to time. Yeah. We love it when
like
they film stuff
here. Like season 3 of Walking Dead, the Apocalypse of the Dead
spin-off.
In Worcester.
They love a spinoff.
I think
it's
the name of the movie. That's
it, Carson.
Called.
You have got it exactly right.
Right. All right, 4-1/2 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win, Stacy, but you are not leaving empty-handed. You have won yourself a $100 gift card courtesy of OWN's hottest new series, Family Empire Houston, premiering on Friday, June 28th at 8. Set your DVR now so you enjoy that $100 gift card, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Stacy from Waltham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
But you did get half a point.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Let's get to
you
Redemption
can't beat
Week.
Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
So all this week, we bring back our 5 most recent competitors to have defeated Kennedy, giving a shot of redemption to Kennedy.
Redemption week.
And this morning, it is DJ Lou. Woo.
Hello, hello.
DJ Lou.
I'm stealing that.
You can use that drop when you play.
Oh, no question.
I feel the pressure. I feel like he's auditioning for my job for the Friday free-for-all, Kennedy.
Well, you guys even look kind of like.
It's kind of scary. You walked in. I was like, okay, good-looking head. Nice bald
head. Mine's a little more freshly shaven.
No, yours looks good. Yours looks good. And so what kind of DJing do you do, DJ Lou?
So I used to be in radio. I got laid off from my event production job last year.
Right.
I'm available, just saying.
Shoot your shot, buddy.
Exactly. So I do events, like corporate events and trivia. Actually, I do a lot of trivia at bars and clubs and restaurants.
Which is why he's here.
Exactly right. I rate trivia every week, so we'll see.
Same.
Yeah. There's a reason you won last time.
How, on a scale of 1 to 10, how does producer Dan do writing questions?
I would say 11. 11.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Okay. Well, all right.
Not enough people say it, Lou. Thank you.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. You did this once before. What was the score when you won?
5-4. Just got her.
All right, you can see if you look to your left, Kennedy's gone. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number 1. Will Smith will perform a brand new song at the BET Awards this Sunday night. Taraji P. Henson is hosting the show, and Drake leads all nominees with 7. Drake just lost a rap battle with whom?
Kendrick Lamar.
25 years ago today in 1999, this Adam Sandler movie was released. Take a listen to this clip and then name the movie.
Kangaroosa.
And we're going to watch this after the game, okay?
But after my nap, I always watch the Kangaroosa.
It's overtime right now, and there's a penalty shot about to take place. This happens like once every 10 years.
Kangaroosa. 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 Kangaroosa!
All right!
Name the movie.
I'm thinking that's Big Daddy.
In the new issue of Men's Health, Jeremy Renner describes in graphic detail what it was like when his accident occurred and lists all of his injuries. It's apparently a pretty crazy read. What exactly happened to Jeremy Renner?
He got run over by a plow truck, his own plow truck or something like that.
Question number 4. Cardi B is planning a Spanish language project. Cardi B once collaborated with Bad Bunny on J Balvin on a chart topping song. Can you name the song?
I'm gonna guess WAP.
Question number 5. Wisconsin is the only state in the country and the only place outside of Switzerland where you can become a master cheese maker.
Now you know.
Which hit Fox sitcom that ran from 1998 to 2006 had a theme song that ended with the words, "Hello, Wisconsin"?
Ooh, news radio. I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
A text from the 351, a new DJ for the Friday free-for-all. You're hired.
We don't even need a demo. You're just hired.
This is my demo.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you. How'd we do?
We did good. We did good. So when DJ Lou played you before, he won 5-4.
Right.
He just got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done,
Mike. I made these tough. It's redemption week.
True.
Kennedy, these are tough.
That's what I hear.
Question number one. Will Smith will perform a brand new song at the BET Awards this Sunday night. Taraji B. Henson is hosting the show. And Drake leads all nominations with 7. Drake just lost a rap battle to whom?
Kendrick Lamar. Is that a biased statement there?
They not like us, Kennedy.
No, it's a fact. Facts out on these streets, Kennedy. Tie to one. Question number two. 25 years ago today in 1999, this Adam Sandler movie was released. Take a listen to the clip and then name the movie.
Kangaroosa.
And we're going to watch this after the game, okay?
But after my nap, I always watch the Kangaroosa.
It's overtime right now, and there's a penalty shot about to take place. This happens like once every 10 years.
Kangaroosa. 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 Kangaroosa!
All right!
Big Daddy.
Relatable content.
Woof.
Tied it to question number three. In the new issue of Men's Health, Jeremy Renner describes in graphic detail what it was like when his accident occurred and lists all of his injuries.
I mean, he's a miracle.
You should see the photographs, too.
I've seen it. He looks great. He works really hard.
Milk does a body good. Right, girl?
I'm not objectifying. I'm just saying he's worked really hard. Go on.
What exactly happened to Jeremy Renner?
He was run over by his snowplow.
Yes, by his own snowplow. That is correct. Tied to 3. Cardi B is planning a Spanish language project. Cardi B once collaborated with Bad Bunny and J Balvin on a chart-topping song. Name the song.
I don't know. Bodak Yellow?
Let them know, Dan.
I like it like that. It's a great song.
Tied at 3, question number 5. Wisconsin is the only state in the country and the only place out of Switzerland where you can become a master cheese maker.
Mm-hmm.
Which hit Fox sitcom that ran from 1998 to 2006 had a theme song that ended with the words, "Hello, Wisconsin"?
That 70s show.
That 70s show, not news radio.
Yeah. Oh, I loved that show.
Great show. Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was a good show.
I think I just missed the show is why I said it.
Well, there it is, Kennedy. Nice job. Redemption is yours with the 4-3 win. Congratulations, DJ Lou. Unfortunately, you don't get the win, but you now have to work for free for the rest of your life doing the Friday free-for-all, apparently.
Fair enough.
Yeah. All right, give a plug for your business. How can people find DJ Lou?
Sure, it's GorhamProductions.com, G-O-R-H-A-M, Productions.com. Got a couple charities on there as well. You can check it out.
All right, and where does the name DJ Lou come from? Because I was told your first name is Dan.
First name is Dan, last name is Gorham, G-O-R-H-A-M. And in ninth grade, Mr. McLaughlin kept calling me Gorman instead of Gorham. General manager of the Red Sox at the time was Lou Gorman, and it just stuck for the rest of my life.
Wow.
That's a wild way to end up as Lou forever.
What an amazing story. Great job. Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you both.
Something like say to Kennedy before you go?
Mama.
I'm Dan from Hopkinton, and I can't beat Kennedy this time.
DJ Lou! Burr, 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 burr.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Let's play Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can.
Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Tim from Weymouth.
Hi, Tim.
Yeah. Good morning. And also, I have my own 13-year-old in the car with me, Aiden.
Aiden. Yeah, hey, good morning, Aiden. Do you have a phone yet?
Yes, I do.
Do you have Do you have Snapchat?
No, I don't like social media that much.
Did you hear that? No, I don't have Snapchat. Shh.
He's like, no, officer.
Nart.
Will you guys kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio and can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Sean Penn says he's thrilled every day that he's single. Penn's first wife is one of the biggest pop stars of all time. What's her name?
Madonna.
Andre 3000 is taking his flute on the road this fall. Andre is half of the rap group Outkast. Take a listen to the opening lyrics and then name the song.
One, two, three,
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want to, but can't stand to see me walk out the door?
Name the song.
It's chaos.
Katy Perry wore a 200-yard-long dress with the lyrics from her new single on the train of the dress. In 2010, Katy released an album that had five number one singles. What was the name of that album?
Oh, that's going to stump me. I'm just going to go with Fireworks.
Katy Perry had a stranglehold on the radio in the 2010s.
Question number four. Hallmark is making a Kansas City Chiefs-themed Christmas movie called Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story. Wonder what the inspiration is there. They say it is not Taylor Swift-related, though.
Okay.
It'll premiere later this year. There are two Kansas cities in two different states. Name them both.
Kansas and Missouri.
Question number five. The Rock and Chris Evans team up to save Santa in the trailer for Red One. It hits theaters November 15th. Name the West Newbury, Mass. Native who was the Rock's George Waring rival in the ring and has also carved out a huge career in Hollywood.
Oh, man. No, he was a...
Nope.
Yeah, I can see his face.
That's kind of funny, actually.
I see what you did there.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Aiden, do you have Brawl Stars? Aiden, do you have Brawl Stars on your phone?
I have it on my iPad.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, Brawl Stars is a big one nowadays. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Kennedy, do you have Brawl Stars on your phone?
No, but the way Intern Mac is laughing at you when you say it is giving me life right now.
Do you
now.
Play Brawl Stars, Intern Mac? No? Just telling you, kids all play Brawl Stars. Barrett said to me the other day, he's like, Dad, I was on the train. There was a 40-year-old man playing Brawl Stars. It's taking over the world.
It's the first time hearing about it.
That's because we're out of time.
I'm not plugged in. I can tell you about sports stats from 1986.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Kennedy's back. Here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Question number one. Tim got 3 out of 5, by the way.
Okay, good job.
Yeah.
Sean Penn says he's thrilled every day that he's single. Penn's first wife is one of the biggest pop stars of all time. Who is she?
Madonna.
Tied at one. Andre 3000 is taking his flute on the road this fall. Andre is half of the rap group Outkast. Take a listen to the opening lyrics and then name this song.
One, two, three, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really wanna, but can't stand to see me walk out the door?
That's Hey Ya. And he's coming here to Boston.
Yes, I saw that.
At Box Center.
Tied at two, question number three. Katy Perry wore a 200-yard-long dress with the lyrics from her new single on the train of the dress. In 2010, Katy released an album that had five number one singles on it. Name the album.
Which year? Did you say the year or no?
In 2010.
Was it the self-titled Katy Perry?
Teenage Dream.
Teenage Dream.
Tied at 2. Question number 4. Hallmark is making a Kansas City Chiefs-themed Christmas movie called Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs Love Story.
So smart.
Wherever did they get the inspiration,
so smart.
Kennedy?
So smart.
There are Kansas cities in two different states. Name them both.
Kansas and Missouri.
Tied to 3. Question number 5. The Rock and Chris Evans teamed up to save Santa in the trailer for Red One. It hits theaters November 15th. Name the West Newbury native who was The Rock's George-wearing rival in the ring and has also carved out a huge career in Hollywood.
John Cena?
You can't see him, Kennedy.
No, I can't.
Of course. Yeah.
Also has done the most make-a-wishes in the history of the company.
Sure has.
A good guy.
Sure has.
Yeah. All right, 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Tim, you don't get the cash, but you are not leaving empty-handed. You have won 4 tickets to go see Janet Jackson June 28th at the TD Garden. Also, Nelly is performing. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. So you enjoy that show.
Wonderful.
Yeah. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Tim in Weymouth, and I cannot be Kennedy yet again.
No, I am Aiden in Weymouth, and I can also not be Kennedy.
You can beat her in Brawl Stars, though.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.